Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of inner child healing. You know, that journey where we learn to love ourselves fiercely, forgive our past selves, and ultimately unlock a whole new level of joy and authenticity. Today's topic, emotional intelligence and empathy, those magic ingredients that can transform not only your own life, but also the lives around you. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of emotions, unsure how to navigate yours or someone else's? Or maybe you've been on a receiving end of a conversation where it felt like the other person just didn't get it. Well, my friend, emotional intelligence and empathy are here to rescue us from that messy feeling. So, what's the deal with these two powerful forces? Think of emotional intelligence as your inner compass. It helps you understand and manage your own emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. It's about recognizing those feelings bubbling up inside, giving them a name, and then figuring out how to respond in a healthy and constructive way. Now, empathy is like that magical superpower where you can step into someone else's shoes, feel what they're feeling, and truly understand their perspective. It's about building bridges of connection, showing compassion, and creating a space where everyone feels heard and valued. And let me tell you, in a world that often feels divided and chaotic, empathy is like the golden thread weaving us all together. Here are five key takeaways to supercharge your emotional intelligence and empathy. 1. Self-awareness is your secret weapon. Before you can truly understand others, you gotta know yourself inside and out. Pay attention to those little whispers in your heart, what triggers you. What makes you feel joy, anger, sadness? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a quiet moment to reflect can help you uncover those hidden patterns and gain valuable insights into your emotional landscape. 2. Embrace vulnerability, it's your strength. You know that saying, it takes courage to be vulnerable. Well, honey, it's true. Opening yourself up to others, sharing your fears, dreams, and imperfections creates a space of trust and connection. And when we feel safe to be ourselves, magic happens. We can finally let go of those masks we've been wearing and build genuine relationships based on authenticity. 3. Listen actively, really listen. Don't just hear the words coming out of someone's mouth, truly listen with your heart. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions behind their words. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show them that you're genuinely interested in understanding their experience. 4. Practice compassion, even when it's hard. Life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like everyone's just battling their own demons. But remember, every single person is going through something, even those who seem to have it all together. So try to approach interactions with kindness, understanding, and a willingness to extend grace. You never know what someone else might be carrying. 5. Be kind to yourself always. Emotional intelligence and empathy are journeys, not destinations. There will be times when you stumble, make mistakes, or feel overwhelmed. But the key is to be kind to yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that you're doing amazing. Picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends, and someone starts venting about their crazy day. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or jumping in with your own story, because let's be honest, we all do that. You take a deep breath, listen attentively, and validate their feelings. That sounds incredibly frustrating, you say. I can only imagine how challenging that must have been. By showing empathy and understanding, you create a safe space for them to share their experience and you deepen your connection with them in the process. Remember, emotional intelligence and empathy aren't just about being nice, they're about fostering genuine connections, building stronger relationships, and creating a more compassionate world. So go out there and spread that love. Today's challenge: practice active listening with someone you care about. Really hear them, acknowledge their feelings, and show them that you're there for them. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. We'd love to hear how this resonates with you. Until next time, keep shining your light and embracing the beautiful mess of being human.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.